everyone. Thanks for listening. Hope you're all well and horny. Once again, also, thanks to everybody who's sent me such wonderful feedback. Keep it coming. I love every bit of it. Well, this story is for a very lovely lady who's been writing to me. This is for Linda M. Now, the story starts out. I'm sitting there in my seat on the 747 jetliner, flying across the ocean. I look at my watch and see that in about an hour I'll be landing, and I'm really excited because I've never been to the continental United States before, and I've obviously never been to the Deep South, yet that's where I'm going now, and I'm excited because not only am I going to get to see a lot of new and amazing things, but you have volunteered to be my tour guide, which is very sweet of you. Well, I decided if I think about this too much longer, I'm going to end up becoming too turned on this plane and get some embarrassing looks from the air hostesses. So the best thing to do is settle back and watch the in-flight entertainment and wait for landing. So, that being done, we land in what seems like a fairly short amount of time, and I must say my heart is starting to pound a little bit as I collect my luggage from the overhead lockers and leave the plane, walking up the jetway into the terminal. And I look around at all the people standing there waiting for their friends and family to get off the plane, and I don't see anybody I recognize. So I keep walking past the first initial crowd, and as I'm scanning all the faces, hoping I haven't somehow missed you, suddenly I see you walking towards me, heading straight for me. Just, it's almost like one of those movie scenes. You know, the scenes where it's always in slow motion and there's sexy music playing. Well, I can hear the music in my head. And as you're walking past the shops and the security guards and everything else you have in an airport, I just pause for a moment with what I hope is a beaming smile on my face, and watch you swaying and jiggling and bouncing as you move towards me. Wow, what a rush that is. Of course, I pick up my pace and start to walk towards you, and just as we reach each other, I drop my bags, and you give a little jump, and I catch you in my arms and spin you around, making us both a little giddy. We're both laughing and giggling. It's so good to see you. You lean in and give me a quick, sexy kiss. And then blush a little bit. I think I'm probably blushing too. And ask me if I'm ready to go. And I certainly am. So I pick up my bags and we head out of the airport to the car park where we get in your car. Yes, we drive from the airport towards your home. Well, I suppose it's your home. I've never been here before, so I'm completely at your mercy here. I start to marvel at the whole concept of driving on the wrong side of the road. That's got me kind of fascinated, but you break into my reverie by asking me, do I mind very much if we stop off and do a little shopping on the way home? Apparently there's a big store with a sale on, and the sale ends today, and you haven't had a chance to get to it yet, and you'd really love to go, but you understand if I'm too tired. And I said, well, that's fine. I slept most of the way on the plane anyway, so I'm pretty refreshed. I can kind of sleep anywhere. So we decide to go check out this sale. As we're driving there, I try to make it subtle, but I get the feeling, you know, I'm checking you out. I know we've swapped pictures and all that, but wow, I really have to say, you are so much more beautiful in real life than those pictures. They didn't do you justice. And knowing that you've set aside the next week to just spend time with me and hang out and show me around just means so much to me. You're so sweet and so good looking. There's such an amazing combination. I don't know how I got this lucky, but I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to enjoy it. Well, we're heading to the department store where this particular sale is, and to be honest, I'm kind of wondering what kind of sale this is, because you haven't mentioned, you just said it was a sale. But I figure I'll find out soon enough, so I just bide my time and make small talk, just taking in the sights and sounds of a new country, a new way of life, and of course enjoying your accent. It's very sexy, I might add. Well, it doesn't take us too long before we reach this store. And we park in their car park, and I follow you into one of the biggest department stores I have ever seen. I mean, this place is huge. Well, you tell me that the sale is not store-wide. It's only, in fact, in one section, and that's kind of down the back, so we have to go down there. Well, fair enough. I'll follow your lead. And to my surprise, we fairly soon end up in the lingerie and women's underwear section. And that's when I see all the sale banners and signs and stickers all over the place. And at that point, you turn to me and give me a sexy little grin and tell me this is the sale you wanted to go to. Wow. I'm kind of taken back, but kind of turned on too, and hoping that doesn't show. I can't believe I've only been in the country an hour, and I'm getting to see what kind of underwear you like to buy. Well, I kind of hope I do, so I'm just going to play it cool and see how things go. Well, we start walking around, and you've been asking my opinion on a few different items. You've collected a couple of very nice lacy bras, both of which I said would look great on you. And we keep walking, and down the end of one of the aisles, we discover a whole rack of boy shorts. And I must have given some kind of unusual glance towards them, an interested look, because you've seen that in my eyes, and you start picking up different pairs and asking me what I think. Now, I'm trying to be very honest here, but they all just look so sexy. I'm picturing them on you right now, and it's making it very difficult for me to keep a straight face, keep my pants from giving away too much, and generally just keep a train of thought. Well, after a few minutes, you settle on a lovely, frilly black pair and a sheer white pair. With little red hearts on them. With your nearly acquired collection of sexy underwear, you walk towards the change rooms. Obviously, I've been walking along beside you at this point, and until I realized that, well, obviously, I'd better not follow you in there, so I just walk into the little sort of room where all the change rooms come off from and sit down on the seat. It's kind of in between the guys and the girls section, so I figure no one can really get at me for sitting there. And you give me a sexy wink and walk down to one of the empty change rooms and disappear inside. Now I'm sitting there, and I know that only a few meters away you are probably in some stage of undress. And that thought in itself makes me grateful I'm sitting down. I would hate for any of the shop assistants to come in and see a rather unfortunate bulge in my pants. Well, while I'm sitting there trying to imagine you, and yet at the same time trying to keep my dignity and modesty intact, I hear a little sort of psst noise, and I turn to look towards the dressing room where you've gone into, and I see your head sticking out, and your hand slowly comes out from behind the curtain and gives me that little come hither finger. Oh wow, I can't believe you just did that. Surely you don't want me to come and actually give you my opinion. But I have to go, you've called, so I get up, trying to not make it too obvious what I've been thinking about, and I walk down towards your dressing room. When I get there, you're still holding the curtain tightly closed around your neck, so just your head is protruding and you're smiling very devilishly, like you do. That smile, that sort of combination of wicked, I'm going to do something that's going to turn you on look, and also the I'm so sweet and innocent, I just want to kiss you kind of look. It's an amazing combination. I don't know how you do it, but it certainly has the desired effect on me. So I walk up fairly quickly, and we both sort of glance around to make sure there's no one else nearby, and I whisper, yeah. And taking a quick glance up and down the row of change rooms to make sure nobody's watching, you quickly open the curtain, grab me by the shirt, and whisk me inside, just as quickly closing the curtain behind you. And as soon as my surprise abates, I look at you, and you're wearing those those black boy shorts, one of those beautiful, sexy white bras, and nothing else. Oh, wow. What a turn on. You look at me shyly and give me that cute little smile and say, "What do you think?" I look back at you and my mouth opens, but nothing comes out. And I kind of collect my thoughts and say, "Well, sort of, you look amazing." Wow, I normally pride myself on not being tongue-tied and not losing my voice, but oh my god, seeing you there in those shorts, and then you do this little twirl, and I see your butt in those little boy shorts, and your hair flicking around your ears as you spin around, and you turn back towards me and give me that amazing smile again, and I guess I'm grinning like an idiot, but I try and collect myself and say, "You look so beautiful and so sexy." It's gonna be obvious by now that you can see how turned on I am. But I don't really care anymore. Because at that moment, you whisper, "I want to show you something." And taking my hand in yours, you bring my hand down gently and touch my fingertips to the crotch of those little boy shorts. And I can't believe it, but it's wet. It's really, really wet. I can't believe how wet you are and how soaked your panties are after just a few minutes in there. Smile at me, and you can see the amazement register on my face, and you tell me, "That's what you do to me, baby. You make me so wet." Oh, wow. Do you know what kind of a turn on that is for me? Do you know how much that turns me on? Inside the waistband of your little boy shorts, and I can see the outline of it as you move it down towards your pussy, and then it starts to move back and forth. I can't believe you're just sitting there fingering yourself in front of me. You sit down on the bench change room opposite me, and once more flashing that smile, say to me, "Well, would you like to join me?" "Well, I would love to. I don't know if my hands are going to work quite well enough to get my jeans off, but I'll try. So I undo my button and zip and quickly slip down my jeans and boxers. I unbutton my shirt in what I think is a record for me and sit down on the bench opposite you and just enjoy the feeling of my achingly hard cock being free in the cool air. All this while we can hear sort of muffled voices from people outside and people in the other rooms coming and going. And I don't know about you, but it's kind of turning me on that we are so close to them and they don't know what we're doing. I start to stroke my cock. Up and down. And at that point, you reach behind your back and unclasp your bra, letting those amazing breasts of yours bounce into view. You start to work up quite a rhythm with your fingers and your pussy, and breasts are starting to bounce in time. Your smile is starting to fade into more of a lustful expression. You are grinning at me, and I can't believe we're pleasuring ourselves in front of each other. And I've only been here, and I haven't even kissed you, and I've only been here like an hour and a bit. You must be getting really turned on by now, because you pull your panties down to your knees, and I'm getting a beautiful view of your pussy as you're working your fingers in and out, dancing around on your clit, then sliding back in. You take your fingers out, and they are, I can just see how dripping wet they are in the light. You stand up, walk over to me, pulling me to my feet, and holding out your fingers. I take them, and I start to run them across my lips, letting my lips get coated with your juices. Give you this erotic, sexy, kinky look, and pull you to me and kiss you so passionately. Oh, it's our first kiss, and your juices are on my lips and now on yours. As our tongues slide into each other's mouths, I can feel how turned on you are by the pressure and the urgency of your kissing. I can taste your juices on my lips, and I use my tongue to work its way across my lips and then back into your mouth, letting you taste yourself. You break the kiss and turn me around and lean me against the wall, and gently start to run your fingers up and down my back, making me shudder and groan. Oh, this is an incredible feeling. You start to kiss your way from my ear down my neck, down my back. Your hands massaging my ass, playing in the crack there. using my hole. You get all the way down to the top of my ass there. And you've been so gentle and so sweet and so erotic, and then suddenly, a lot more forcefully, you press your lips between the cheeks of my ass, and I feel your tongue slide out from between your beautiful lips. Oh. And lick my asshole. Oh, that sends a shiver through me. You reach around and start to slowly stroke my cock while your tongue is sliding in and out, up and down on my tight little butthole. Wow. This isn't a new feeling for me, but oh, such a good one. I'm trying to stifle the moans that I want to let out because I don't want anybody to know we're in here and what we're doing. So hard now. I wanna taste you. So I turn around and you look up at me. I pull you to the standing position and then I turn you around. Sit you down on the bench, kneel down between your legs, and get my first close-up look at your pussy. Oh, baby, it's so wet and glistening. Oh, it's sparkling, it's so beautiful. You are so wet, you're actually dripping onto the bench. I can't take any longer. So, I lean in and press my face between your gorgeous thighs, feeling how wet you are, smelling your scent, your arousal. Your juices are just coating my lips, my cheeks, my nose. Oh, you taste so good. You let that little moan and thrust your hips forward to the edge of the seat, pressing your pussy into my face. Oh, we've got to be so quiet, but I don't know if I can be. I stand up. And once again, I pull you to your feet. I pull you to me and wrap my arms around you, kissing you as deep and as passionately as I can. Your juices ending up on both our faces now. We break the kiss for a second just to admire each other's faces, sparkling and moist with your juices. We giggle softly to each other, and then you get this look of utter raw desire and passion, and you say, I need you inside me now, baby. I want you inside me. Take me now. I will. I turn you around so you're facing the wall and then press you forward so you're leaning forward with your hands on the wall. I slightly reach down between your thighs and spread your legs so I can stand between them. Then I run the head of my cock up through your pussy lips from one end to the other, getting it nice and lubricated, and then I place the head You thrust back against me. Taking me all the way inside you. Oh, baby, you're so tight. Oh, my God, you're tight. My ass feels so good pressed up against my crotch, my abs. I reach under and cup your breast and hold them as I start to slide back out of you again. And then in. And then out. And back in again. And out. Oh. You're rolling the hips from side to side and squeezing my cock with your pussy. Oh, God, baby. Oh, what are you doing to me? In the knees already. I think all my blood is in my cock because it's so hard and so deep inside you. And I get a really, really kinky idea. I let go of your breasts and bring both my hands down to your pussy. Take my left hand and run the fingers down the length of your slit until I can feel my cock very deep in your pussy, and then I work it back up and start to massage your clit, making you shudder and give the softest, tiniest, most suppressed little moans. Take my other hand and bring it up to your lips and caress your lips with it. You gently part your lips and suck my fingers into your mouth, running your tongue over them, getting them all wet.
Squeezing my finger. Your pussy squeezing my cock. Baby, I'm gonna come. Come with me. Baby, are you coming? Oh, baby. I'm coming. Ah! I'm coming, baby. Come with me. Oh, yes. Squeeze him. Oh.
Juices. I bring it to your lips. You suck it into your with your mouth and clean it off with your mouth and tongue. Oh, baby. You turn around and I wrap my arms around you and support you. You're looking a little weak. I feel kind of weak too, so I kind of have to steady myself. We look into each other's eyes and share the longest, most passionate kiss ever. Baby, this is gonna be a great week. You've got in store for me. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you all got off with me. I can't wait to hear from you all again.